Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Celebrity, the podcast where we spill the tea on all the best celebrity news. You're joined as always by me, Stacey Hicks. I'm the editor for Who, and I'm joined by the lovely Ali Cromedy, our deputy. Hello.
Hi.
As always, we say this every week. I feel like we are a broken record.
Yes.
It's been a big week of...
In case you forgot,
there's a lot of celebrity news all the time.
Always.
But we're going to cut through all of it and just give you the best bits.
Yeah.
So that is the best way to consume it.
And we also have something really exciting this week.
Yeah, we're changing things up this week.
Yes, our first ever interview.
Yes.
We were joined...
Well, not our first ever interview personally.
Yeah,
we've done lots and lots of interviews in our time.
Many, hundreds, maybe thousands.
Thousands, I think. But it's our first interview for the podcast, which is great.
We were joined by the lovely, oh my God, so lovely, Samantha Jade, singer, dancer, actress.
Yeah.
So many, we label all of those things. She gets a glowing introduction.
Yes.
You'll hear soon. So that was really exciting.
Yeah. So we chatted to her about her new music and everything she's got coming out, which is really exciting.
Yeah. In fact, her new single drops tomorrow, right?
Yeah. It drops tomorrow.
Bounce?
So, yeah.
It's called Bounce.
It's a really good song.
We'll get to all of that.
Yeah. But before we get to all of that, we will do the news headlines.
Let's do it. King of the Jungle Luke Tocci has eclipsed the Survivor Australia finale. The 30-year-old contestant may have failed to win Soul Survivor and win the $500,000 prize money, but thousands of fans have rallied to raise $500,000 for his family.
Yes.
It's just the best thing that's happened all week. Thanks to a GoFundMe page, Luke and his family will have plenty of financial help in caring for his daughter Madeline, who was just 6 weeks old and had been diagnosed with cystic fibrosis when he left to film the show.
Yes. Oh,
Luke, he has pulled at my heartstrings all season.
Yeah.
And obviously Australia.
Yeah,
in
this
general,
is the type of story that just restores your faith in humanity. It's so, so lovely.
My favorite thing all week has just been refreshing the GoFundMe page to just see how the numbers climbing.
Luke was our absolute favorite the whole way through the season. So
what a legend.
Couldn't be happier. Couldn't have happened to a better guy.
It's wonderful.
And Rod Stewart has revealed he is free from prostate cancer after an estimated 2 years of secret treatment.
Oh,
the 74-year-old singer was given the all clear in July after his cancer was diagnosed during the early stages of 2017. However, he only went public with his illness during a fundraising event in England this weekend. So glad to hear he's all okay.
That's so amazing. But also he didn't have to keep it a secret, but whatever.
Yeah. You boo.
He's better now. That's the most important thing.
That's it.
News reports have emerged regarding the shock split between Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth, something we've covered relentlessly on this podcast.
Yes.
Go back and listen to the first few episodes to get all the gossip if you're out of the loop. According to Page Six, the Aussie actor was blindsided when his wife of 8 months announced their separation on August 11th. At the time, Hemsworth was in Australia, and sources say he found out on social media that Cyrus's camp had released a statement.
Ooh.
That's not fun. If that's true.
Yeah, that's very wrong.
Yeah, and then that killer song all about their life together.
I know.
And the ups and downs. Anyway.
Yeah. I think he's doing fine.
I think
he's all right.
Just surfing.
And the Bachelor news is coming in thick and fast with two former contestants announcing their engagements last weekend. I hope one of them didn't feel like the other one stole their thunder. Tara Pavlovich and Alora Merger, both from Maddie J's season of The Bachelor and later Bachelor in Paradise, posted to Instagram to share their exciting news with their lovely rocks on their fingers.
Yes, exactly.
Congrats to them.
Quick engagements for both of them. Tara's been with her man for a little over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And Alora, I think there's a bit of mystery surrounding her new fiancé.
They only went public on Instagram in July or June, so still pretty fresh.
Yes. And speaking of quick engagements, it seems Jennifer Lawrence is set to walk down the aisle any day now. On Monday, the quirky star and her art gallery director fiancé, Cook Maroney, stepped out in New York City where they were spotted at a Manhattan marriage bureau with paperwork.
Mm.
The couple confirmed their engagement in February and have been linked since June last year.
Yeah.
I love this for her.
Me too.
She needed just a regular – I mean, he's obviously got a great job and he's very,
very
tall
handsome.
And handsome, but she needed just somebody who wasn't too Hollywood, I think.
Yeah.
Love
Good
that
for her.
For her.
And Kendall Jenner was unrecognisable when she strutted the runway for Burberry at London Fashion Week this week, sporting blonde hair. It's unclear whether it's a permanent new look for Jenner or if it's a wig, as the Kardashians and the Jenners are known to experiment with their hair.
Sure do.
As well as a lot of other things. But she was spotted with the same look at a party later that night. So maybe she's sticking with it for a while.
She can pull it off.
She can pull off anything.
Yeah. Baby Archie is just 4 months old, but according to Dad Prince Harry, the little royal isn't so little anymore. Speaking at an event last week, Harry revealed Archie is getting so big. The Duke of Sussex, who turned 35 last week, was asked by a schoolgirl how everything was going with Archie, and he replied, "He's doing really well. Thanks. He's getting so big."
Cute. Aww. Show us more photos. Where are they?
I know.
Hurry up.
Stop hiding him.
And as we said at the top of the show, we have a very exciting guest with us in the studio today. Usually it's just Ali and I and good old producer Dennis, but we have an amazing guest with us, singer, songwriter,
actress
entrepreneur, Samantha Jade.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Thanks, guys. I sound great after that intro.
Well, thank you very much.
It's all true. It's all true.
Thank you.
You're a very busy girl.
Yes, I am. I am very busy because obviously tomorrow is a very big day.
Yes. So Samantha's single Bounce is coming out tomorrow, which is very exciting.
It must be. How do you feel?
Oh, I'm excited and nervous. And yeah, it's weird because, you know, you work on something for so long and you've had it for, you know, months. Yeah. And then when it's about to come out, you're like, oh my gosh, it's actually happening. Like the day, it's like your birthday, you know, or Christmas. You're like, it's here.
All right. Will you get any
nervous?
Sleep?
Yeah.
Oh gosh. I think I will, just because I think I'll be celebrating with maybe a little rosé. So that'll
good
help
girl,
me sleep.
Good girl.
A Friday release date's perfect for that then.
Exactly. That's why they do them on Fridays, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And how do you decide what you're doing as the single? Because you write so much music, that must be really hard to decide what's coming out first.
It's so hard. That's one of the hardest decisions, especially when it comes to album, just, you know, choosing which songs make it. Because obviously when you are writing these songs and sitting in the room for the production and all of that, you're married to these songs in
so
different
connected.
Ways. Yeah. So it is tough to decide. So, I mean, it's a consecutive decision between the label and management and myself. So everyone has their little pointers and then we kind of try and come to a
happy
decision.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it must be like your babies having to decide on the favourite one.
Oh, it's hard because you like love every song for a different reason as well. So
How many didn't make the cut?
Well, a few. I think as well, you know, it comes down to, especially for album concept is a really big thing. You can't have all the songs being about the exact same thing. So that's, you know, you've got to figure out what you want to say.
Yes.
And, you know, how many ballads are going to make it and how many up-tempos and it's tough. It takes a while and you've got to keep listening and going, you know what, actually that's not my favourite, that is. And
I'm sure it would take a while.
And we've had a little sneaky listen of Bounce as well and it's really fun.
Oh,
fun. So it's kind of a bit more like R&B than you have done before.
I mean, it is. And pop is, you know, these days it sits under so many different, you know, umbrellas. Mm-hmm. There's so many different influences and I think with this it's going back to the songs I was influenced by, like kind of coming up.
Cool.
And I love Brandy and I loved like J-Lo and Destiny's Child.
Oh, this is great.
This is our anthems.
Right. And so those were my songs. Mm. And so those, when I first got signed to a label in the States when I was 15, those were the songs I was, you know, kind of referring to. And so I wanted to go back to that this time around. Yeah. So for me, it feels really natural.
Yeah, authentic.
And authentic. Yeah.
That is so exciting.
That's so cool.
So you, I mean, how long have you been working on it all?
This record, I mean, I started writing it in January.
Okay.
But I think with, you know, with albums and you know, original music, anytime I get like an idea or a concept or anything like that, I write it in my phone.
Good.
So when it got to January, I actually had like all of these notes.
Oh, that's so great.
And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so weird. I've actually got all these great concepts in my phone and all, you know, voice notes for melodies that you bring back. So,
Very cool. Well, I do that, but with random thoughts and then I can't decipher what they are later on. I'm like, what did I mean?
Yeah, you're like, what was that?
So it's good that you made sense of them.
Yes.
If you don't write down, I mean, I would forget. So it's good that you had it all there. And that's kind of like a cheat sheet in a way.
It really is. Because then when you go going into a studio and you're like, you know, what do I want to write about today? You go back and think, oh, that's right, that happened that day. Yeah. And I can go back to that place.
Tap back into it.
Yeah.
What is the overall message, as you were saying, or the concept? And tell us about it.
There's a few – for the album, it's a little bit diverse because obviously it's kind of, you know, you go through so much in life and there are so many places to pull from.
Yeah.
But this record, especially because of the whole like 360 with me going back to the sound
back
that
to where
I
you started. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a little bit about that journey. So there's a lot of songs about love, obviously, but there's a lot of songs about heartbreak because this industry has been tough and there's been a lot of heartbreak for me in this industry.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that I, for the first time, was really honest about that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, which was really weird.
Because you'd be feeling really vulnerable.
Yeah, you feel so vulnerable. Yeah. It was scary. And going into the studio and actually singing about things that, you know, happened
so close
to me. Yeah, it was really tough. And this one song called Dreamer, it's very, very emotional. And so when I was recording it, I was like, I have to take so many – take five.
Yeah.
I took a lot of take fives that day.
But at least that way you're really feeling it and it's as real as possible.
That's like, right.
And
that's
people
right
will respond to that.
That's the thing. Yeah. And I think that, you know, people are clever and the public is so smart, especially these days. And I think that they respond to authenticity and realness. And
definitely,
I think that that's why I really wanted to give them that because, you know, especially for people that have followed me for so long, they deserve to be let in to that.
They just want to know everything about you.
Yeah,
sure. But going back, and you did get signed at 15. And I'm sure you've spent a lot of time reflecting on that point to now.
Yes.
How much have you changed, and how much has the industry changed you in ways you
didn't even know?
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, how long do you have?
Where do I begin?
Well, in a nutshell, I think that you know, the industry is so tough because I think why it's so tough is because you put yourself completely out there, right? And so you're like, here I am doing my best. I hope you like me.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time people feel very confident to tell you they don't.
Yeah, that's
and I
right
think that that's why it's so hard because you're putting yourself out there so you know that's coming.
Yeah.
But it's never easy. Criticism's
never easy.
And I think especially if it's not constructive criticism.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's quite tough to take. So you have to build up such a, you know, wall, I think.
Mm.
And that's bad too.
Of course.
Because then you become a little bit introverted and you become someone who's in your own kind of little box.
Yeah.
But I think we do that to protect ourselves.
Yeah.
But I've noticed that I've done that a little bit and it's hard to trust people and all of those
of
things.
Course.
So I think that you keep your circle really small and you learn to do that.
Mm.
But you also learn to not just be a yes person.
Because
I think in the beginning you're just kind of like, yeah, sure, that'll mean I'll make
it. I can
it
do anything you want. Mm. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you've got to go, hang on a second.
Ugh.
What's my life really worth?
Yeah, you know? Of course.
So, yeah, there's so many lessons you learn along the way.
Yeah. And it sucks.
And from 15,
amazing.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, I know. It's a long time ago.
No, it's not that long ago.
No.
But, yeah, no, you have been in it a long time.
But, yeah, that is so young to start out. But you obviously really wanted it. It was your dream.
Yeah, it was my dream. And I think, you know, I was lucky. My parents came with me.
Great.
So when I moved to LA, I had my mum, my dad and my brothers.
Oh,
and
so that's
the only reason I was allowed to go.
Yes.
My mum was like, you're not going to LA.
You're my baby.
Absolutely. So that's the only reason I survived it, I think.
That's important. That's so important.
And then it must be so hard when you're having to build up that thick skin against what people are saying about you. But then you're writing these really vulnerable songs where you've got to kind of put it all out there. It must feel very, very strange going back and forth.
It really is. And you know what? Because I remember when we were writing that Dreamer song, we had to go into those moments. And I was kind of talking about when I walked into this label years ago, and I was I had been signed, I had been dropped, and then I was trying to get another deal.
Yeah.
And I walked in and the guy, you know, said to me, oh, I love this music and you're great. Oh, you look great. And, you know, I've always loved your voice. I've followed you forever. And I was like, oh, great. Yeah. And I thought the meeting was going really, really well. And I was like, oh, amazing.
This is it. I'm
in.
Yeah. Of course.
I honestly thought that.
Yeah.
And then he goes, in closing, he goes, but your tone, it's not a star tone. It's not memorable.
Oh,
he's like, you're a good singer, but you don't have the memorable thing about your voice. So we're going to pass. And my heart, I know.
That's crushing.
And he just said it to me like he was saying, don't love your top.
Yeah, like, exactly.
It was like something
you could easily change.
Like, well, I can get another top. Yeah. But I was like, I can't get another voice. Yeah. And it broke me. And that's when I actually decided to move home because I was like,
I don't need this.
Oh, that's hardcore. Yeah, but that's one person's opinion. Of course. But in the moment, you're like, that's everything.
That's my whole
life. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. Yeah.
Yeah. How do you pick yourself back up?
You know, it's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough because as much as you're like, you know, sticks and stones, you know, all of that stuff, it does hurt you. And you do sit there, especially when you're in a vulnerable state already. Those words cut you and you replay them.
Yes. We only listen. I mean, it's hard to listen to the great things. We forget about those as soon as one bad thing is said.
You're so right. And that's something, that's a lesson I've really learned.
Good, good.
From these moments. But I think I just called my mum and my dad and I was like, this is what this really mean man said. Even though I was like 21. Yeah. And I remember my dad saying, that's one person's opinion. Mm. Don't give that person so much power.
That's right.
Like, that's true. That's really important.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And did you feel like it was the right choice for you when you came back to Australia?
I did. I was like, I need Australians. I need realness. Get me back to realness. LA is too, at that point in that time of my life, too fake for me. And I needed just my people. And when I literally, I remember I booked a flight and 2 weeks later I was on a plane and I was home and I remember seeing that welcome to Perth sign.
Ah, yes.
And my eyes were like, just filled up with tears because I had felt like I was like,
so far away.
I'm back. I'm back to realness.
You can breathe again.
Yeah.
Moving to LA and being away from your family. I know they were there initially, but that sort of started the whole, your life not being near them.
Exactly.
Because now you're here, right?
That's Sydney, right.
And they're there.
Yeah. And it's really hard because they moved back when I was about, 20.
Yeah.
They stayed there for about 5 years.
Yeah.
So, now I live in Sydney and they're in Perth. And it's so hard because we're so close because we've obviously been through so much together at this point.
Of course.
And my puppies, I've got two puppies in Perth that I miss desperately. Like, it's so hard. It's really hard.
But you feel like your life's here.
I do. Yeah. I think, you know, now I've settled in Sydney and it's only a 5 hour plane ride. It's better than the 21 hours it was
to LA.
So 5 hours is doable. But I go home all the time. Yeah. As soon as I have a free weekend, I book my flight to Perth.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. That's awesome. Good. Yeah. So family is so important.
Don't you just wish Perth was a little bit closer?
Yes. Every time I'm on that plane, I'm like, no.
Come on. Not again.
Gosh, it's so long. Although, if you're into a TV show, it's the best thing ever.
Yes.
Because then you get like nearly a season down.
Yeah, that's right. What are you loving at the moment? What are you watching?
Oh, my gosh.
Will you talk about TV all day?
Do you? Okay. Yeah. I just finished Younger.
Great. Yes.
I love
Younger.
I love it so much.
So do I.
So I don't know who I like more, Josh or Charles.
It's hard to pick.
I'm Team Josh. Josh.
Are you Team Josh? Yeah. What are
Very
you?
Very controversial.
I don't – I change my mind all the time.
Yeah, same. Oh, Charles is so nice, but then again, so is Josh.
I know.
So Younger. Yeah. And I am halfway through Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, yeah, that's too dark for me. I can only do one app at a time.
That's why I haven't finished it.
Yeah,
it's
too
much.
Too much to dig into.
And Schitt's Creek.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I've heard that's really good. Oh, I have it downloaded. Funny. I haven't watched it
yet. Yeah, I need to get into that.
Hilarious.
Okay.
So funny. Okay. I've finished that now too, though. I've got nothing else to watch.
I'll give you some recommendations when we're done here.
These plane trips to Perth. Like, yes. I need
all
the
season.
You can.
Really?
You really can. Yeah. Yeah.
Love it.
And so with the album coming out, so the single drops September 20 tomorrow.
Yeah.
When's the album out?
The album, I think next year. We don't have an exact date because we're not finished.
Okay, fair enough.
But okay. Next year.
Yeah. And then what do you plan to do next year with that? A tour?
Well, definitely a tour. Awesome. I think, you know, touring is the best thing for any artist because you get to play your music live and that's just the most fun. Mm. And we did a little tour last year and it was my first headlining tour.
Yes.
And it was just honestly like every single night before I went out, I was like, I would nearly start crying because I would see people and I'd be like, those people are here to watch my show.
That's
like,
amazing.
I couldn't get past it. It was unbelievable. Mm. So I can't wait to do a tour again. It's my favorite thing to do.
Because you said it was your first headline tour, but you supported a lot of really big bands like One Direction. So many.
Yes.
So what were those days like?
Oh, my God. I will be honest. So the One Direction tour, that was up. I can't, where do I start? First of all, when they told me One Direction I was going to be touring, I was like, okay, That is the biggest thing that's ever. Because this was, you know, when they were really, really huge.
Yes.
And they had told me, I think, in December, and we started the tour in January, I'm pretty sure. So we had only 6 weeks
to prepare.
Or even a month to prepare.
Gosh.
Yeah, so we like got in the studio straight away and making show tracks and doing the choreography and getting the outfits and all of that. And then when I remember the first day, so me and my best friend who choreographed at the time were driving to the show.
Yes.
And it was the first time, I mean, two girls, you can imagine. So much. My poor brothers, they're like, oh my gosh, my brother was my PA at the time, just couldn't get a word in. It was the first time we were absolutely silent in the car. We did not say one thing.
That's when you know, you're like, oh my God.
You're nervous.
I can't even get the words out.
It's going to be the biggest thing ever.
I didn't know what to even say. I was like, and so was she. And then when we got there and we got out of the car, she was like, we didn't speak for half an hour.
Yeah.
I think that's a record. And I was like, that's a record for sure. And then we got out of the car and I remember walking, you know, to get my in-ears in.
Yep.
And I saw the state because they were outdoor stadiums.
It was huge.
Insane.
Huge.
And to be honest, the first show was not great. Like we forgot a lot. We were really nervous. I was like fumbling my words. I was just so nervous. And there wasn't that many girls there yet because they put us on quite early.
Yep.
Anyway, by the second show, we figured out we should go a bit half an hour later. But I had to figure out how to speak to the girls because they're a boy band.
Yeah.
That's it.
And they are fans. Yes. Hardcore fans.
I'm surprised you escaped with your hearing because I've been to a Harry Styles concert and it's a sound I've never heard before. It's an octave I've never heard before.
Totally. Totally.
Crazy.
And they love these boys.
Oh, so much.
It is next level.
Yeah.
But I was pretty nervous for my life at one point because a lot of them were like, oh, we hate you.
Yeah, I was wondering, were they coming after you?
Yeah. I had a lot of hate. But I started to learn because I was like, oh my gosh, hang on, no. That's not what this is about. At all. So I would start saying to them at the shows, let's show the guys why Australian girls are the best girls.
Yeah.
You know? And then they started to understand, oh, okay, she's
on our side.
Yeah. So I was like, these boys are like my brother's age. She's like, no, it's not like that at all.
Yeah.
No. It's not what I'm here for.
You don't have to come after me.
No.
I'm not interested.
I'm not interested in them. It's all good.
Wow.
But it was amazing.
What a time.
Yeah. It was very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. And playing stadiums like that, I mean, that is just next level.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. Is there something you look back on and feel like that's been my highlight so far? Because you've done so many things.
I know.
It's like you've been nominated for a Logie.
Yeah, playing Kylie Minogue.
You've played Kylie.
Home and Away.
So many things.
Yeah, that's right. Look, I've been so lucky and there has been so many incredible moments. I think like before my X Factor career happened, one of my highlights was I was in New Jersey and I was kind of like out of a deal and I get this call from this guy, Billy Mann, who had signed Katy Perry, re-signed Katy Perry because she had the same kind of story.
Yeah.
And he called me and said, come to my place in New Jersey. I want you to come over and write with me. And I was like, okay, cool great. And I knew him. He was a great writer. Mm. He's written a lot of the stuff for Pink. And then he said to me, I've got this DJ. His name's David Guetta. And I want to write with him because I think we should be doing a record of his music, like kind of DJ stuff with pop vocals. And I was like, what a great idea.
Yeah.
He goes, Kelly Rowland's on it and Usher's on it. So this was the first album.
Oh, wow.
So I went to his house and David, Billy and myself wrote for 2 days.
Mario,
it was really
so
cool. And I think back to that now.
Yeah.
Because then just after that, David Guetta was like,
yes,
you know,
that name became what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember it was crazy. And he was like, actually, before you come, go meet him at one of his shows in LA.
Mm.
So I just went to his show in LA backstage, like was standing up there with him in the DJ booth.
Yeah.
I think about that now and I'm like,
wow.
I can't believe I did that.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. But he was kind of up and coming at the time. Like he was huge in the dance world but not in the pop world.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was a massive highlight. That was a very cool moment.
I love when there's moments like that where you don't realise how amazing it was until later and
until
you're like,
you look back.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Like, I knew them when or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Of course, so with touring and there's so much energy you have to put out and you're giving so much of yourself, even through the writing process.
Yeah.
How can you disconnect, like especially when you're writing and touring, like is it easy for you to just switch off and unwind or are you always – can you shut your mind off?
It is hard.
Yeah.
I think you have to learn how to do that through time and experience.
Yeah.
But I find it really hard – after the studio to not be in those places, especially if you have written a sad song. If you've written an up-tempo song, you're like get me a line, let's go out, totally, and you're in this great mood. But if you have written a ballad or something sad, it is hard to get out of that place.
Okay.
And especially after I perform. Because after I perform, and say I do a club gig right at like 1 a.m., I come home, I'm exhausted, but I'm buzzing.
Yes, it's a really funny feeling. It's I mean, not that I'm a performer, but
yeah,
in my experience. Yes, absolutely. No, but it's that thing where you're like, I can't shut off.
Yeah.
And, so I've learned, and this might sound so like small, but chamomile tea.
Oh.
Works.
Great.
Yeah. It works. I'm like, I need a chamomile tea. I need to sit down without my phone.
Yeah.
Because that's stimulating.
Yes.
And I just do this breathing exercise where I take a deep breath in for 7 seconds and then hold it for 4 and then out for 8.
Yeah.
And I do that 4 times and that relaxes my mind and body. Yeah. And I found that actually really works. Those two little things.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's good. Top tips. Sounds like you're going to need a lot of that in the next year.
I know, seriously. Yeah. I'm breathing all the time, doing my deep breaths.
Because as exciting as it is, it must be pretty overwhelming as well.
You're
Because I'm sure you're a perfectionist and you want to get it bang on.
Yeah, so. You want it right. Yeah. And I think as well, like, you know, you give your life up to this, you know, like this is what I do and I don't want to turn around now and start a new career. No. So it's everything to me, you know. Yeah. So it's a lot of pressure too, because if it doesn't do well, you're kind of like, oh.
So it's all you, not all attached. You are, but that's it is. What you've invested your whole, you for however long. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, so it's tough.
Well, it sounds like so much exciting stuff coming up.
That's fantastic. Great.
Yeah. Very excited to be hearing a lot more of you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So good. So good.
So thank you for coming in to join us.
Thanks for having me. That's
fun. You. You're welcome back anytime.
Yeah. All right, well, let's finish things up with our must-see of the week.
Yes.
I have two this week.
You do. And I'm kind of just piggybacking off one of yours being a lazy person that I am.
No, that's not. If anyway, we'll get to that soon. So first, I've started reading a book called Normal People by Sally Rooney.
Thank you for finally getting on the bandwagon. I know.
The book has been sitting on my bedside table for maybe a year.
Yeah.
Long time. And I was on a plane from Perth back to Sydney and I thought, now's the time. Let's crack this one open.
Yeah.
And I probably read half the book on the flight.
It's so good.
With some red wine and Troye Sivan, who I'll get to soon, in my ears. And I'm obsessed. I love it so much.
Yeah. It's a great, great book. Sally Rooney was known for her first book, Conversations with Friends.
Yeah. I'm going to read that next.
I have not read that. Okay. That's next on my list too. We'll read it together. We'll do a mini book club.
Cute.
It's so good. Yeah. So if you haven't read it.
It's a book about basically a relationship between friends. They maybe become lovers, etc. Yeah. But they're very complicated. It's not very straightforward and simple and easy, and it's hard at times to read and it gets a bit dark. But it also is beautiful and so well written and just really – really nice.
Yeah.
So if you like that,
check it out.
Definitely check it out. But I've had many comments. Yeah. The book's been on my desk for yesterday and today, and I've had so many people bring it up with me. So, I mean, I'm really late to the party, as you've said, but I'm happy to have joined.
Yes.
Very late.
Go on and gloat with your other celebrity must-see this week.
I just said I was listening to Troye Sivan on my flight because I was in Perth to see him perform at a really intimate performance, thing he did to do with Aloft Hotels. It's a chain of hotels that's international. We only have one in Perth in Australia, but more are coming.
Ali knows the whole history of Aloft Hotels.
I can tell you so many things about the hotel. But Troye performed, and obviously he's an Australian singer. Yeah. He now lives in America, but he is a Perth boy at heart, and he did say he wishes he could live back at home, which was really sweet and touching. Nice. But he's so great. I mean, if you haven't listened to any of his stuff or watched anything of his on YouTube, he used to be a YouTube star. That's how kind of he was discovered. Yeah. But he's done like his beauty routine with Vogue and whatever, like his skincare with Harper's Bazaar. Like he truly is
the most beautiful human I've ever seen. He's gorgeous.
So gorgeous. He did the Vogue, is it 73 questions?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's definitely, you got to watch that. So basically anything he does, you have to watch or listen to or whatever you can get your hands on. But his latest album, Bloom, is really great. And he's just such a lovely, lovely boy. I'm obsessed with him. Must see.
Well, that's all we have time for today. Yeah. Thank you so much for tuning in. It really does mean a lot to us. Yeah. So if you like it, please do leave us a 5-star review. Yeah. I mean, we'll accept a 4. We prefer a 5. And yeah, just let us know what you think and what you want us to be chatting more about on the podcast
That'd
each
be
week.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Until next week. Yeah. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.